since it is not even marked on the most recent maps. Do you not think, Cyrus, that that is a sufficient motive for a ship, finding herself unexpectedly in sight of new land, to try and visit rather than avoid it?
Certainly, replied Pencroft.
I think so too, added the engineer. It may even be said that it is the duty of a captain to come and survey any land or island not yet known, and Lincoln Island is in this position.
Well, said Pencroft, suppose this vessel comes and anchors there a few cables' lengths from our island. What shall we do?
This sudden question remained at first without any reply. But Cyrus Harding, after some moments' thought, replied in the calm tone which was usual to him.
What we shall do, my friends, what we ought to do is this. We will communicate with the ship. We will take our passage on board her, and we will leave our island, after having taken possession of it in the name of the United States. Then we will return with any who may wish to follow us to colonize it definitely and endow the American Republic with a useful station in this part of the Pacific Ocean.
Hurrah! Exclaimed Pencroft.
And that will be no small present which we shall make to our country. The colonization is already almost finished. Names are given to every part of the island. There is a natural port, fresh water, roads, a telegraph, a dockyard, and manufactories, and there will be nothing to be done but to inscribe Lincoln Island on the maps.
But if anyone seizes it in our absence, observed Gideon Spilett,
hang it, cried the sailor.